Carol and I, my wife, came in on a plane from Amsterdam, and we took off from Bristol. So we farm on Exmoor in the southwest of England, about 1,000 feet above sea level. And we've come here to give two presentations today. One about our farm and our history, which goes back to around about 1840, 1850. And the farm's been in the same family since then. And I'm a sixth generation Exmoor sheep farmer.
How difficult was it, or how easy was it to be a generational family farm in England?
Well, it never seems to get any easier. It's a case of just we're only custodians at the end of the day. We want to hand the farm on in a better state than when we received it.
We're with Peter Delbridge here at Greybury's Farmers Week. Peter is one of the presenters today on Sheep Day. Tell us about what you've got on your farm in terms of the size and in terms of what you're farming.
Our current size of the farm is 440 acres, and we run 700 ewes on that. We're not overstocked. 2 years ago, we had 40 suckler cows, but they went for a number of reasons, so we're sheep only now. So. And that keeps Carol and myself busy. We don't employ too much labor, so we're lucky to have a couple guys looking after our farm whilst we're out here for the week.
While you're enjoying Canada, you mentioned challenges in your presentation today. What would you say is the biggest challenge for a sheep farmer, whether they're in England or in Canada?
We've got many challenges, different, varied. I mean, back in the UK, we would be concerned about anthelmintic resistance. We are worried about the welfare implications from the general public, who seem to know, or with a little knowledge, seem to know a lot of things that they don't understand, and they want to introduce apex predators at the moment. We're having a bit of trouble with that, so in the form of white-tailed sea eagles and lynx.
Last couple of questions for Peter Delbridge here at Farmers Week as we're talking about sheep farming. What's the best part of sheep farming in terms of, from your standpoint, obviously in your family for so many years?
Well, the best part is just around the corner. From a practical point of view, is we lamb in April. We're seasonal lambers, and if we have good weather, there is no better job on the planet than lambing and watching a newborn lamb get to its feet and go. But, you know, we've the last 2 years we've had relatively good prices, so we feel that we are at least valued a bit more by getting a decent price for our lambs at market.
And finally, I want to ask not about sheep, but about the Canadian experience. I take it you saw the Hanover Barons and the Kincardine Bulldogs last night. Tell me what's happening in Canada.
Well, I'm a bit of a sports fan. I used to play rugby myself. I'm not keen on football or soccer, as you call it over here, but ice hockey it's nonstop, it's end-to-end stuff, and it was a good night out. Thanks very much.
Peter, thank you for being here. Great to see you.
Yeah, thank you.